It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Richard Tucker Music Foundation announced that mezzo-soprano Isabel Leonard, hailed as a rising star by the New York Times, is the winner of the 2013 Richard Tucker Award. With the prize comes a cash award of $30,000, often referred to as the Heisman Trophy of Opera. It's awarded annually to an opera singer at the threshold of a major international career. Previous winners include Renee Fleming, Deborah Voigt, David Daniels, and Joyce DiDonato. Ms. Leonard, 31 years old, has become a regular at the Metropolitan Opera. As a native New Yorker, I can think of no greater honor than to be named the winner of the Richard Tucker Award, said Ms. Leonard. Receiving this award is a personal validation of the work I've done in my career so far, and I am excited to carry on the legacy of Richard Tucker and the Richard Tucker Music Foundation. Barry Tucker, president of the Richard Tucker Music Foundation, noted, "We are thrilled. She's an extraordinary, incredibly talented singer with a gorgeous voice and beautiful stage presence." Carolyn Shaw has been awarded the 2013 Pulitzer Prize in Music for her piece Partita for Eight Voices. The 26-minute four-movement work, composed between 2009 and 2012, was recorded by the vocal ensemble Roomed Full of Teeth for New Amsterdam Records. Prize is for a distinguished musical composition by an American that's had its first performance or recording in the United States during the previous calendar year and comes with a cash award of $10,000. The jury described Shaw's composition as, quote, a highly polished and inventive a cappella work uniquely embracing speech, whispers, sighs, murmurs, wordless melodies, and novel vocal effects, unquote. Also nominated as finalists in this category were Aaron J. Kernis's Pieces of Winter Sky and Wadada Leo Smith's 10 Freedom Summers. Carolyn Shaw says, I don't really call myself a composer. That's what's awkward about this whole thing. That's not really what I call myself, she says. A busy freelancer in New York City, she found out that she had, at age 30, become the award's youngest winner for her piece Partita for Eight Voices, her version of a Baroque dance suite. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbaq.org.